and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Israel and Gaza have seen near nonstop attacks since Hamas militants carried out the weekend assault and killed hundreds. ABC's Matt Gutman in southern Israel.
Hamas is still firing rockets, but there are also infiltrations. While we were in Ashkelon, Israeli military reporting that several terrorists managed to cross from Gaza into Israel. It gives you a sense of the insecurity right now in southern Israel.
At the White House, President Biden stopping by a roundtable with Jewish community leaders.
Among those who have been victimized, this evil who've been killed, are at least 22 American citizens.
Mr. Biden says the U.S. is doing what it can to find Americans Hamas might be holding hostage. Police say three people, including an Atlanta police officer, were stabbed at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Officials say a Windsor, Connecticut high school junior football player died yesterday after losing consciousness at a practice. This is ABC News. Social Security's cost of living increase for 2024 will be announced tomorrow, but retirees won't see anything close to the 8.7% jump they got this year. Social Security continues to be on shaky financial footing. A purple Porsche, a pickup truck, and two high-end SUVs all stolen from Mike and Tony's auto sales in Windsor, Connecticut. The owner's son, Shamar Mahan, says it's not the first time thieves broke through the dealer's gate to steal vehicles.
It seems to be that's a common place where these vehicles end up. The last time we had vehicles stolen, we were able to identify the location to be in New York as well.
Police say tracking hardware in one of the stolen vehicles pinged it in New York City. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden hosting the first Girls Leading Change event at the White House, honoring 15 young women from across the United States for their advocacy on everything from civic engagement to gun laws. Honorees chosen from about 600 nominations. Andy Field, ABC News.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the
The 7th Annual Cap Times Idea Fest returned to Madison September 17th, featuring conversations with leaders in government, business, education, social justice, and culture. Idea Fest moderators and guests looked ahead to what the future could look like in Wisconsin and how we reckon with change brought on by the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movement, and other forces. Civic Media proudly partnered with Idea Fest and will present segments of this year's recorded gathering this weekend across the Civic Media Network. Tune in Saturday at 2 p.m. on your favorite Civic Media.
CafeLatte.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, didn't cut deep.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakanja Hade.
Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. Can you hear me, Haley? Hey, Kadagi to all my friends in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm at the Twins game. Oh, wow. Haley, we can't hear you. I think you're muted. Haley, got to hit the unmute button. There you go.
Yes, I was running my stuff from the board. We're going to go ahead right away here with our ticket giveaway for the Guthrie Theater. We're going to be handing out a pair of tickets for the Thursday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. performance for the people at the Guthrie Theater. We're going to have someone call in right now. Let's take our third caller. Our number, call us right now at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205.
Well, hey, now that you can hear me, Haley, or I can hear you, I'm at the Twins game here, and exciting stuff. We're going to have Arena on, and we're going to talk to her. She's driving, so we're all being dangerous, and we're all driving you producers crazy with our wicked ways here. So it's good to be here. And again, call us at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Win those tickets. It's going to be an awesome play. Maybe, Haley, you can talk a little bit about it before we get our guest on.
Yes. So again, this pair of tickets that we're handing out is for the Thursday, October 19th performance at 7:30. This is a show, a comedy born from the Twin Cities Native community for the people by Ty Defoe, Larissa Fast Horse, directed by Michael John Garces, and Ernest Briggs is in this one. Sherry Foster Blake, Kendall Kent, Wes Studi, who will be we're really excited to have him on the show. Hopefully here within the next week or so. So we'll be interviewing Wes Studi. Also Nathaniel Two Bears is in that one as well. So a couple Ho-Chunks, which we're really excited to support in that play. And we're excited to be out there for opening night, too, this Friday.
Yeah, I'm excited. Wendy, you, me, and we'll be out there and be able to see this play firsthand and talk about it. Can you guys see my other camera here in the Twins? don't know if you guys can see.
If you are watching us on Facebook or YouTube, Robert is here live at the Twins game. He's out at Target Field. We've got our cams up. So go Twins. And when is the first pitch? Is that at 6?
6:07. So we got a little time, and it's like Dan Gladden's going to be catching the first pitch, and Gary Gaetti's coming in town to throw out the first pitch, and he was a big part of the 87 team, and one of the best third basemen the Twins ever had. So that'll be awesome, throwing it to our friend Dan Gladden. So I'm wondering, do we have our Arvina on the line?
I think we do. Arvina, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I have to say that, Robert, I believe I saw a picture of you with former Twin and as far as I'm concerned, Brewer for all time, Paul Molitor.
That's right. I did. Yes. Between us, we have 3,000, I think 400 hits between Paul and I. And he's the St. Paul neighborhood kid. So we all grew up together over there in the St. Paul, the Midway area, and know his family really well. And, you know, just
oh my God.
Go ahead.
Like 12 year old me is dying right now because I had the biggest crush on Paul Molitor.
That's awesome. You know. And then you hear this other Ho-Chunk thing, too, is that Haley went to school with one of the Twins that are playing, went to high school with one of the Twins. So we're all connected, as we all know. We're all connected here.
I did, yes. So Matt Wallner, he's had his debut this year, and I did graduate. I've known Matt since elementary school, kindergarten, really. But, yeah, really great baseball player. So excited to see him.
We shouldn't be surprised that Ho-Chunks are the center of the universe.
Right.
I'm just saying. Yes,
we know everyone.
Yes, we are. That's awesome. Hey, Arvina, what are you doing? I hear rumors you're driving to some important meeting. Can you talk about that at all? Or is it hush hush?
Yeah. Oh, wow. The important meeting that I'm driving to is picking up my daughter at her first high school basketball practice. So this is a big deal. Getting another Ho-Chunk athlete out there and getting her ready for her, you know, this is preseason for high school girls basketball here in Wisconsin. So, you know, everybody out there who is listening, if you're in Wisconsin, Madison West Regents are practicing and, you know, are going to be a force to be reckoned with. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm on my mom duty and making sure that my kiddo is working her heart out and getting ready for her first high school basketball season.
So, did you play basketball in school? Or,
absolutely not. No, I was a swimmer. If there was a ball, I usually got, you know, like if there was a ball in that sport, usually I got hit in the head or in the face with it, like all throughout middle school and high school gym. So I stuck to swimming and track and sports that didn't have a ball in the air to hit me.
but you do roller derby now though, right?
I do, but also there is no ball in roller derby. So
Well, that was that futuristic movie with James Caan called Roller Ball, and that had a ball in there. And, well, that's a whole nother subject. But yeah. So you are an athlete. So don't be shy. We know you're an athlete, and your daughter takes after you. That's awesome.
Hooray! Yeah. No, I'm happy to support her, and especially in a sport that I don't quite understand. I don't have all the rules down. All I know is that, like, when her team has the ball, I yell really loud, and when her team gets fouled, I yell really loud. So that's kind of where we're at. I'll learn all the rules as we
Ho-Chunk
go.
Ho-Chunk people with the big voice.
That's right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take a break here soon. I'd like to get your, we haven't talked in a while. I'd like to get your, you know, your opinion on what's going on here nationally. Oh my goodness. We got a war happening. We got insanity happening with the House. And so I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Oh, absolutely. If you could see me right now, you know, you bringing up all of these items, I'm sitting here with my eyes very, very, very wide open being like, oh my God, yes. Everything is crazy. But yeah, happy to talk about all the things that are happening right now that are just, oh dear. I can't even think of an adjective to describe them at this point.
Absolutely. So, hey, we're going to take a break here. Let's hear the bumper music and rock out of this. We're Haley, Arvina, and I, and I'm at the Twins game, and this is a Ho-Chunk show called Native Roots Radio. Ho-wa.
Stay with us.
We are a Lusa nation.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Getting bus and train information in your language just got easier. Customers who call Metro Transit at 612-373-3333 are able to select language options at the start of the call. Access Next Trip, their automated real-time schedule information tool, and other Metro Transit assistance by calling 612-373-3333. For more information about other transit informational tools, visit metrotransit.org/tools.
The Guthrie Theater presents For the People, an irreverent new comedy born of the Twin Cities Native community. In the play, April Dakota dreams of opening a wellness center on Franklin Avenue to serve the Native community. She's counting on a grant to make it happen, but when her presentation goes sideways, she's forced to make a decision that puts the community and her culture at risk. On stage now through November 12th. Tickets at GuthrieTheater.org. That's through November 12th. GuthrieTheater.org.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Strong Hearts Native Helpline. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Join Strong Hearts Native Helpline CEO Lori Jump for a virtual event, Let's Talk Empowerment, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on October 17th, 2023. Lori will lead an engaging and enlightening conversation on the pressing issues of domestic and sexual violence within Native communities. This event will delve into the crucial intersection between these forms of violence and the significance of culturally specific services and resources. Strong Hearts Native Helpline, free, confidential, anonymous, 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Awesome, Haley. Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, Emerge CEO, Director, Emerge Wisconsin. And we haven't talked in a while, and I'm at the Twins game here. And Arvina, I would like to just get your opinion on what's been going on here and how's that affecting us in Indian country. Hoa, welcome back.
Oh boy, talk about the most loaded question ever. just kidding. You know, I think that the there's been a lot that's happened in the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month, and I think that there are two really big things that have happened. One, obviously, the attack last weekend on Israeli settlements, and that were done by Hamas. I think it's pretty easy to say that you know, I hope the rest of us support our Jewish siblings, our Jewish family, who are going through terrorist attacks. I also think that it's important to acknowledge our Palestinian relatives who are looking for solutions and that are not represented by Hamas.
Right.
And I think that it's really important to acknowledge that the people of both Israel and Palestine are being affected by these actions, and that perhaps you can support Jewish Israelis as well as Palestinians without supporting, you know, the government of Israel, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, and obviously also without supporting Hamas, which is basically a terrorist organization. I apologize if my words are not as I just want to acknowledge that there are thousands of years of history involved that make this kind of interaction difficult. But I think that regardless of that we can all agree that the Jewish people of Israel and Palestinians have the right to coexist peacefully, and that, you know, sometimes the government or organizations that purport to represent Palestinians don't do it in the right way. If that makes sense.
That makes so much sense, and I've been waiting to talk to you about this because I really believe in everything you just said there. There's a long history. It goes back further than 1947, but also there's no need to have all these things happen to innocent people, and I blame the governments and Hamas on this. And thank you so much for saying that, because I agree with you 100%.
And the actions of the Israeli government under Prime Minister Netanyahu and the actions of Hamas, I think that we can fairly say that they don't represent the actual people of Israel and the actual Palestinian people who want to coexist peacefully and have every right to do so. Again, if I misunderstand parts of history, or if I misunderstand some of the nuances, I apologize now, because again, this is, you know, thousands of years of history that I don't know a lot about. So I'm trying to react to this with what I know and understand now. And I understand that I might not have all the information. So
I appreciate that. And let's swing into what's happened in Wisconsin politics. You know, where they're trying to call back our new Supreme Court judge. What would give us an update? What's happened in our neighboring state, Wisconsin?
Oh dear. we have members of the right wing, MAGA types that want to impeach our newest Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz, saying that because she said that the current legislative district lines have been rigged, which, let's be real, they 100% have been rigged, that somehow clouds her judgment from being able to apply the law as it's written and as it applies to, you know, whatever case that they are potentially hearing. Republicans want Justice Protasiewicz to be to recuse herself or to otherwise be removed from these proceedings, because then that means that that the Supreme Court is a 3-3 split between progressives and conservatives, and that's the only reason why they want her to recuse herself. When, you know, Justice Protasiewicz has very eloquently explained how she believes that recusing herself in light of, you know, what she said, her beliefs, and what is potentially coming before the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, that it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. Also, she hasn't even had a chance to rule on anything. So, you know, I think that's another just like point in her favor, that Republicans were and the right wing and MAGA types were always going to say she needs to recuse herself because that's what they need in order to split the Supreme Court and in order to maintain the status quo, in particular with regards to state legislative districts, which, you know, we're getting into a new part of the conversation, but that are fairly universally considered to be some of the most gerrymandered legislative districts in the entire country. And that's what Republicans and that's what the right wing and that's what the MAGA types are trying to defend. Their right wing, legislative district lines. When, you know, if we were to go to a more Iowa type model of redistricting, the majority held by conservatives would absolutely fall. And even if the Republicans were to maintain a majority legislatively, they would absolutely certainly not be able to hold a veto proof majority at all. So
I really appreciate that, you know, and everything that you're saying, because for me, sometimes it's hard to watch mainstream media, because I don't feel like they give the right information. They let MAGA people get away with telling lies and not calling on them. So I really appreciate you talking about that, and especially the gerrymandering. That's ridiculous. Our sister Trisha Zunker should have won twice, but the gerrymandering, she would have had to win 65% of the vote, and how bad gerrymandered that is. So we pray for Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's a purple state, but we're working on it. And I know you're working on it with the Merge Wisconsin.
Well, I also want to say that it takes brave people like Trisha to put themselves up for these seats that are clearly gerrymandered out of the realm of victory. But people like Trisha Zunker, who run for these seats, are the ones that keep these issues in the mainstream when people aren't talking about it. So, you know, I know that there's a lot of people that just kind of look at somebody who runs for what other people might call a hopeless seat. But in instances like Wisconsin, where we have these insanely gerrymandered districts, you know, it's those folks that are brave and are that put themselves and their names on the ballot and put themselves out there for criticism that help maintain our democracy. And, you know, exactly what you're saying about, you know, Trisha had basically insurmountable.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The death toll continues to skyrocket on both sides, with Israel at war with Hamas. The Israeli Defense Forces says it's launching an extensive attack on the Gaza Strip, and Gaza is now completely without power, cut off by Israel. 22 Americans are confirmed dead. 17 are still reported missing. President Biden, at a roundtable with Jewish community leaders at the White House Wednesday afternoon, denouncing the cruelty of the Hamas militant attack inside Israel.
I never really thought that I would see and have confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children.
While the president seemed to suggest that the U.S. had independently confirmed the beheading of babies by Hamas, the White House says the president was referencing press reports and statements from Israeli officials. The U.N. calling for rapid humanitarian aid, adding 220,000 displaced Palestinians, are sheltering at relief and refugee facilities. This is ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
447 Native or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org. Safe, anonymous, confidential, 24/7. With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies tonight with a low around 43, Thursday cloudy with a high near 53, and Thursday night rain with a low around 45. Since 1984, Cafe Latte has been serving up the freshest baked goods and modern comfort food in a cafeteria setting. Their menu is prepared with the best ingredients available. Cafe Latte is a leader in sustainable dining, composting their food and paper waste along with recycling everything they can. Located off Victorian Grand in St. Paul, more at cafelatte.com.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Right on cue. We have three howlers. That's hard to say. Hey, win twins. You know, Wendy, we're going to win twins. We're going to score. We're going to win twins. Watch that baseball soar. Now got a home run. Shout a hip hooray. We're going to win the Minnesota Twins today.
Wow.
I just made that up. I was rapping. That's the old Minnesota Twins song. I didn't want to get into that. But, hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's an animal advocate, and she's been talking about our sacred animals for over 7 years, years on Native Roots Radio. And like many things here, Wendy, I have learned so much from you. And your Fun Facts Friday is always a staple here on Native Roots Radio. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Hey, my name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dagger Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, tomorrow... Tomorrow, in fact, I am going with another animal advocate of mine. I'm picking her up and two other people are going over to Mayor Carter's office.
St. Paul Mayor.
In St. Paul. Yep. And we're going to be talking to him about some humane legislation that we want to have passed here in St. Paul. So I'm really excited about that. I don't want to get into the details yet because, you know, there's always people out there who may be against what we want to do.
We call them bad actors.
And they might cause some problems. So, yeah. But it's all good stuff. It's all humane legislation. It's all for the animals and the environment also. Mm-hmm. This also affects the environment. So,
yeah.
So that's what we're doing tomorrow. I'll be there in the morning.
You've been doing great work for over many years. And I remember I liked politics, but you were more political than me in our marriage. And I've tried to catch up to you, but do you remember that?
Early on, yeah. Well, yeah, I was meeting with a lot of city council members and legislators.
House I was Wendy's husband back then. I was Wendy's husband back then.
Yeah. No, the tables have turned.
I don't know see about that. Yeah. They always ask about you. Where's your wife?
Well, I'm really excited to tell everybody about something that I've been kind of tinkering in for a little bit now. You know, I'm retired and I always was kind of, what would you call, like a dabbler of painting?
Well, you definitely, when we first met, I saw your paintings from when you painted and you hadn't painted in quite a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, when you work full time and you're busy, it's really hard to do that. But
you're bringing up a husband, you know, in a good way.
Bringing up a husband and take care of animals here at the house and working on animal legislation. It's hard to get everything done that you want to do. So now I've been painting, and I just want everyone to know I have a Facebook page. I do not have a website yet, but I have a Facebook page if you want to get on. It's called Pilots. Palette.
P-I-L-O-T-S.
Apostrophe S.
Oh, apostrophe S.
The Facebook page is with an apostrophe.
Okay.
Because that's proper English.
My bad. See, so you're raising me still.
And palette. P-A-L-E-T-T-E. I have a Facebook page. I don't have all my work on it, but I have some of the pet portraits I've been working on, which have been really a lot of fun.
That's
I've been doing pet portraits for people.
Wow, another P. Pilots pet portraits for people.
And it's mostly dogs, but I just got a request for a cow. Somebody wants me to paint a cow for them. Yeah, so I could definitely do that too. And if you have any kitties out there, you know how I love the kitties.
Right.
But some of my work is on there. And I've been busy. I have some orders that I have to get done for Christmas. It's been really fun.
What I really like is when you do a portrait, a puppy portrait or any kind of animal portrait, you like the backstory, and it really helps you really get the eyes and everything out of the soul out of the animal.
Yeah, I always ask whoever I'm painting, whoever's animal I'm painting, I ask them to tell me about the animal. So, mm-hmm. you know, do they chase squirrels? Or what's their personality?
Or were they rescued?
Were they rescued? What happened in that, you know, while I'm painting, I think about the animal, and it helps me, you know, get their essence and bring out the essence of them. So it's really been a lot of fun. So, yeah, check it out. Pilot's Palette on Facebook. I know a lot of people don't go on Facebook anymore, but.
Well, I have an Instagram.
Instagram also is Pilot's Palette, all together, one word, Pilot's Palette, no apostrophe. I only posted like two things on there. I don't really know how to use Instagram. I'm really like, you know.
Yeah. I think
social media idiot, but
I think whatever you put on Facebook goes to Instagram.
No. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know what's happening, to be quite honest. So I just put it out there and see what happens. So. Yeah. But I've gotten a few orders, so that's been really great. So, yeah, for Christmas presents.
Maybe Haley can put up the link on Native Roots Radio, and we can have people swarm you for quotes.
Yeah.
Quotes.
I would love to do that.
Sure, that'd be great, Haley. I really appreciate
Haley,
it.
Haley, you're an artist too, aren't you?
Yes, Haley. I've seen you. Haley does watercolor, I think. I do acrylic.
Yeah, I dabble.
Beautiful, beautiful work. Landscapes and stuff I've seen her do. Really, really beautiful stuff.
I do stick people. I do stick people.
I've seen it.
Yeah, with smiles or frowns.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things I want to talk to people about. So Halloween's coming up. Yes. Right? Halloween's coming up. Years ago, years and years ago, I used to volunteer at the Bergen County Animal Shelter in New Jersey.
Wow.
When I lived out in New Jersey, and I used to go there and, you know, walk the dogs and, you know, clean the kitty litter, do all kinds of stuff. But during the month of October, what we would do is we would not adopt out any black cats, because they're like bad people out there.
Yeah.
So there's bad people out there who do bad things to black cats. So we would put all the black cats in the back, and Halloween night, a volunteer, one or two volunteers would stay and sleep over at the shelter to make sure that the cats were okay and that they were safe. Yeah. Isn't that sad that that has to happen?
I never knew about that.
So we used to do that.
Haley
used to try to break in and steal the cats, and like they would sacrifice the black cats and stuff. Really, people out there, they really are. So listen, even if you have any kind of cat, keep your cat inside, right?
Yeah,
especially the black cats.
Three-four-day radius.
I would definitely keep the black cats in. If you're still decorating for Halloween, try not to use that fake spider web sticky stuff, because lots of
birds,
all kinds of animals get stuck in it. Yeah, so it's not really a good thing. But I have a couple of little things here. And this is, it's called Reverse the Curse. Black cats can be lucky too. So here's a couple of things that are really lucky about black cats all over the world. So in Scotland, a black cat appearing on your doorstep is a sign of prosperity.
Oh, we only have black cats leaving our house. They don't come to us.
I know,
we're
right?
not very prosperous.
Oh, my goodness. In Japan, black cats are a symbol of good luck.
Oh.
So that's in Japan. In Italy, if you hear a black cat sneeze, it's good luck.
Oh, we have a black and white cat that sneezed on me before.
Okay, that's half good luck then, I guess, right?
Yeah.
In Northern Europe, bringing a black cat on a voyage ensures a safe passage.
Wow.
Yeah. So bring a black cat on a cruise ship. There you go. In England, a black cat as a wedding gift will bring good luck to the bride.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's lots of good things about the black cats. So keep your cats inside. Keep them safe. Also, I see I'm out and about walking Wanda here. And
I saw Wanda's footprints, but I didn't want to say anything.
I'm going to tell a really, really funny, quick story. So around in our neighborhood, they're fixing all the curbs, all the sidewalks, and a lot of sidewalks, especially on the corners, are closed. Like they have, you know, the
tearing them up. They have the putting wheelchair accessibility and bump outs.
Right. So they're all done. So you have to kind of walk around. It's hard, you know, getting around. So you walk around in the dirt or the grass on the side of the cement, and then you get on the other side. So I'm walking Wanda the other night. I'm like, all right, Wanda, come on, let's get, you know, the sidewalk is closed, the cement is just nice and fresh, let's walk around. Mm-hmm. Well, I walk around, but she's a funny dog. She just wants to walk on the sidewalk. So what she did was she's jumped up on the fresh concrete that they just poured. It wasn't like totally wet, she didn't sink in, but her little paw prints are all now in a hole. I don't know, like a 6-foot piece of sidewalk now, like forever. Yeah. Like she's in,
like, it's like the Wall of Fame or the.
And I saw her walking up there. I was like, oh my God, Wanda, get down. Yeah. And then she was like shuffling around because I was like, you know, so now her paw prints are like in a little circle and it's like all over the place. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sure there's a camera somewhere of somebody watching. I'm going to get in really big trouble. Come on, Wanda, let's go.
Hey,
let's run down the street.
We had to visit it yesterday.
So Robert and I went back yesterday. It was like pretty dry, but there were her little paw prints who will be there. I'm not going to say where it is either because I'm going to get in trouble. I felt so bad. I mean, I see how it happens all the time. We really didn't mean to do it. It was a total accident.
Who would have thought she would have been heavy enough?
That I apologize. And honestly, it looked like it was totally dry. You know how it turns white?
Yeah.
Oh, so also, I see a lot of people out there with the blowers leaf blowers. They're cleaning up all the leaves. They're fixing, you know, cleaning everything up for winter. Leave it. Be lazy.
Right.
Just leave it. We have so many bugs and pollinators and insects that need those leaves to use for warmth and shelter during the winter. Just leave them. And that's all you need to do. Be lazy.
You know, you didn't have to twist my arm when we switched over from raking the grass to like, just leave it, Robert.
Let the pollinators live there. The bees live underneath there. All kinds of little critters live underneath there.
I thought you were trying to trick me.
I know. I was trying to trick you. Yeah. Definitely.
He's like, hey, don't cut the grass. Like, what? Oh, yeah, no problem. What?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, great segment. Congratulations on really
palette.
But not only that, but just to finding your jam and what you love to do.
I'm so obsessed. I love it.
Hey, we got 30 seconds left here. Up next, Bob Blake from Red Lake and me at the Twins game still. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Oh,
getting bus and train information in your language just got easier. Customers who call Metro Transit at 612-373-3333 are able to select language options at the start of the call. Access Next Trip, their automated real-time schedule information tool and other Metro Transit assistance by calling 612-373-3333. For more information about other transit informational tools, visit metrotransit.org/tools.
In recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, this message is brought to you by Strong Hearts Native Helpline, a culturally appropriate domestic and sexual violence helpline for Native American and Alaska Natives. Advocates provide free support and advocacy 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483, that's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org. Safe, anonymous, confidential, 24/7.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available.
Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACD's Four Sisters Farmers Market, which happens every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis from 11 to 3. Robert and I will be there tomorrow, so come on out and say hi to us, as this is probably one of the last market days of the season because it will be wrapping up here at the end of October. Hey, Kerrigi, welcome back. Hoshanapee, welcome. Good evening. Producer Haley Cherry, Chashepe Wingawayni, Ho-Chunk Nation, Descendant Eagle Clan with you guys right now. Robert Pilot is at the Twins game. So go Twins. We hope they get this win here. Congrats to our Guthrie ticket winner, Danielle DeLong. Have the best time at the performance for the people at the Guthrie Theater. And I am here with Bob Blake from Red Lake. Solar Bear with the Solar News is on with me. Bob, thanks so much for joining me on this last segment. It's been a few weeks, I feel like, since we've had you on. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday. I'm very curious to hear how your Monday was and what you've been up to.
Hey, I want to say, I think that there's a fix how Danielle DeLong got that ticket there. I think that
she was our lucky caller.
There is a fix going on here. Danielle DeLong, I think there's a fix here.
But we could probably hook you up too, Bob, if you want
to. I'm just joking. No, enjoy the show, though. I think that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Hey, is that the one? And that's got Wes Studi in there, isn't it?
Yes, and we're actually going to be interviewing him hopefully within the next week or two.
Oh man, that's going to be cool. Wes Studi, and then all the big actors in the Twin Cities are going to be in there. Now, Holly, I have to let everybody know out there, I am a fellow thespian myself. I used to engage in the Twin Cities theater. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a little nerve-wracking trying to get your lines down,
right?
You know, because there's a few times I had to improvise,
yeah, and that can be scary.
Yeah, and the people that are reading with you are on the other side of you are expecting you to get your lines, you know what I mean? Because there's little things that they catch and how we move through the play, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I had to improvise a few times. And I remember one of the persons coming hey, were you supposed to say that? I was like, no, I But, you know, but everything works out. And the Twin Cities theater community is absolutely wonderful. I mean, there's Oh, and I got to tell you too, Haley, I got paid to go and do these readings. You get paid.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope they're paying their actors.
Yeah. So you get paid. I got paid to go and do these. I was surprised. They're oh, here's your check. And I was really for that? I was all right, you know? Nice. A couple more of these and I make rent. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So for all of you that are in the, you know, acting community and theater community, get involved in some of that. It's pretty cool.
I know New Native Theater is just casted for their new show, I think at Christmas in Okeechobee or something. So looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I worked with Rihanna and over there at New Native Theater.
Yeah.
And, it was a really wonderful experience. And you know what? I think it's just isn't it, Haley, isn't it just more trying to take you out of your comfort zone and you know what
exactly
I'm
that's exactly what it is. I took a couple acting classes actually in college at the University of Minnesota at the Twin Cities campus, and I had the best time. I met like some of the most authentic, real people. And they made me so comfortable around them. So like, you know, acting and delivering your lines and messing up and maybe not being as confident as, I don't know, maybe some of the other people in the room. Like, it's a really great community and everyone kind of makes everyone feel really comfortable to be there in that space.
Speaking of confidence, segue here, Haley.
Go for it.
Into the solar news with the solar bear.
Yes.
I think that, and I want to talk real quick about Wisconsin, Wisconsin.
Our neighbors.
I've been spending some time over there too lately because I've got some projects over there. And
I didn't hear about that.
And you know, it is just found out that through the Inflation Reduction Act, the state of Wisconsin is going to get some funds, some grants to do some climate work and start with some climate planning in the state of Wisconsin. So now, Haley, think about this as an end around to, you know, the Republicans, you know, over there in Wisconsin that are holding up all this, you know, could be great, like climate work, right? You know, they're the ones holding up everything over in Wisconsin. And so, you know, you're not going to turn down federal dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just stupid. That's just stupid. So, you know, these dollars are going to, you know, a lot of the states around the country, right? And Wisconsin was picked and they're going to get federal dollars to start doing some planning on the, you know, on their climate plans over there. So meaning,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So meaning like it would be dumb to turn this money down, right? So Wisconsin, your state's going to start doing some planning, start doing some work around, you know, climate change and adaptation, mitigation strategies, because I think this is really, really important and could really help the communities, of Wisconsin, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and making the switch to renewable energy, I mean, in the long run will save people and businesses and schools so much.
Yeah. And another really good story, Haley, that came out here in Minnesota. I'm going to jump around the Midwest here because I know we're like in Chicago, Kansas City, you know what I mean?
All over Turtle Island.
And here in Minnesota, we have a new law that is basically called the intervener compensation law. And what this is basically saying is that If a nonprofit or an individual wants to intervene in a case up at the Public Utilities Commission, they're going to be able to be compensated for that time.
Okay.
So this doesn't happen, if not any time around the country, right? Sure. And what's really great about this is that individuals can now participate in the process, the regulatory process, and be compensated for it. Now, it's got to be within reason. But, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people do this work for free. And so for them to be able to be compensated for this. And I think this is fair because when you look at the utilities and you look at, you know, the lobbyists that they have on their, you know, on their payroll compared to what we have.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like we should be able to be compensated for this, too. So I think this is really great, and kudos to the Minnesota State Legislature for going ahead and passing this law because it really is a good law. And then I want to jump over to Ohio real quick, and Ohio is trying to restrict and put in some laws in place around solar, rooftop solar. You know, Cleveland guys, Cleveland rocks, man, you guys got to like fight, you know, to be able to allow, for solar and renewable energy in your state. So, you know, keep the fight up guys, because the world is depending on you too. So, I hear the music.
Yes. We got about 30 seconds. Thank you so much, Bob.
Yep. That's the solar news with the solar bear.
Thank you, as always. Thank you, Big Pina Geeky. Thank you to Arvina Martin, our Ho-Chunk Sister of Emerge Wisconsin Executive Director. Thank you, Wendy, as always, and Bob Blake from Red Lake. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We are still here. We are the next generation.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Lionel.